What OK would like Britain to do is use this moment to tackle the issues laid bare by George Floyd's death and dedicate substantial resources and funding to understanding why racism persists in Britain and how it needs to be addressed. She seems to be at once both optimistic and skeptical about the likelihood of success. We hope this is a movement of genuine social change across our nation, OK said. But we feel almost nervous to believe in what the longevity could be of the change. In Germany, protesters have been fighting a similar yet unique battle in a country determined to draw a firm line between its present and its painful past. Speaking with Newsweek, Berlin-based activist Diana Arks, who was born in the U.S. before moving to Germany in 2004 in her early 20s, said she feels that the realities of racism in the country are largely swept under the rug. In a post-Holocaust Germany, Ark explained, the argument is that Germany has dealt with its racist past. Like, we really messed up with the Holocaust, but we've learned everything now and we're good. We don't see color. For years, said Ark, she has struggled to explain to white people, including fellow activists, that for black people, racism is very much alive in the country she calls home, and by at least one measure, it's on the rise. Hate crimes in Germany more than doubled from 2014 to 2018, rising from 3,059 cases to 8,113 within 5 years, according to the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights.